This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love.
Well, we're not gonna fall in love, but, you know, Frank just said something about stopping and don't hurry. Well, why don't you stop and don't hurry away? Stay with me. Who's me? I'm John Redman. And where are you, John? Well, I'm in Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And I'm just about to start a live program called Easy Jazz with John Redman. And I'm going to be here until noon today. Today being Friday, the 7th of November, 2025. November already. God. Do you know, I mean, Christmas is just around the corner, isn't it, really? I can't bear thinking about it. Anyway, yes, I'm here, folks, and I'm going to be here bringing you my selection of easy jazz from my own personal music collection. Okay. I get fed up with saying this. Regular listeners will know that the last track I played last week, of which you only had a bar or two, is always going to be the first track you hear in the following week. And so it is. Let me start again and tell you all about the first track this week, last one of last week. Benny Goodman Today. It's a jazz compilation album by Benny Goodman, clarinetist, composer, bandleader, arranger. It was released in 1970, and it's in two parts, really. One part deals with Benny Goodman and a big band, and the other part deals with a very small group selection, all recorded during a concert in Stockholm, Sweden. I'm going to play two tunes from the album, and up first is a small group consisting mainly of British musicians. Bill McGuffey on piano, Louis Stewart, who's an Irish, well, he's passed away now, Louis, but he was an Irish guitarist, Derek Watkins on trumpet, Lenny Bush on bass, Bobby Orr on drums. Please listen to the way they're going to play for us this lovely tune, which is called Baubles, Bangles, and Beads. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much. Now a tune written by...
Well, I tell you what, the applause was so great, it sounded like monsoon rain on the roof, didn't it? My God, the audience was just, wow, so appreciative of that. And that was a small group. Benny didn't actually appear in it. So Bill McGuffey on piano, British. Louis Stewart on guitar, Irish. Derek Watkins on trumpet, British. Lenny Bush on bass, British. Bobby Orr on drums, British. And what a great arrangement of Baubles, Bangles and Beads. And Derek Watkins doing some magic things there with the mute, where he would be playing natural horn and then he'd suddenly put the mute in to blow one or two notes, whip it away again. Very, very clever piece of trumpet blowing that was. Now, coming up is the entire Benny Goodman Big Band, and they're going to perform us for us Count Basie's 1937 composition, which is called 1 o'clock Jump.
Thank you.
Boy, there must have been a few out in the audience there, eh? Okay, that was the second Benny Goodman recording. He didn't play on the first one, Baubles, Bengals and Beads, but that one I've just played was the entire Benny Goodman big band with Benny Goodman on clarinet, and that was a great arrangement of Count Basie's 1937 composition, 1 o'clock Jump. Pretty good, wasn't it? Yeah, got to agree to that. Yeah, nice bit of big band. Benny Goodman, by the way, he died in 1986. He was only 77, and he died of a heart attack. But he's left his great music just for us. Okay, I'm going to go up to a vocal now. And Back to Earth is an album by a Swedish singer called Lisa Ekdahl, E-K-D-A-H-L. And she recorded this album, Back to Earth, with the Peter Nordahl Trio. Peter Nordahl is her husband. The album was released in the USA by RCA Records in 1999. Now, from it, with Peter Nordahl on piano, Patrick Bowman on bass, Ronnie Gardner on drums, have a listen as Lisa Ekdahl sings, sounding quite like Blossom Dearie. And she's going to sing for us a tune written by Vincent Humans and Irving Caesar. And it's a good old favourite tune, this one. Lisa Ekdahl singing for us. Tea for Two.
I'm discontented with the rooms that are rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry in the city, where flowers pretty caress the stream. Cozy to hide and to live side by side, and don't let it abide in my dreams. Picture me upon your knee, just tea for two, and two for tea, just you for me, and me for you, alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friend. Our relations on weekend occasions, we won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone. Day will break and you away, and I will bake a sugar cake for you to take, for all the boys to see. Family, a girl
Now, I did say she sounded a bit like Blossom Dearie. Do you agree? Good. Yes, yeah, she certainly did sound a bit like Blossom Dearie. But it wasn't Blossom. It was a Swedish singer called Lisa Ekdahl. And she recorded that particular tune, Tea for Two, in 1999. Her husband, Peter Nordahl, on piano, Patrick Bowman, bass, Ronnie Gardner on the drums. Time, I better give you the time, hadn't I? It is 10:26 a.m. on this Friday, 7th of November, 2025. In 2004, a British record company called Martini, M-A-R-T-E-N-E, Martini, released an album called The Dudley Moore Trio with Jazz Jubilee. So, with Dudley Moore on piano, Peter Morgan on bass, Chris Caran on the drums, I just invite you now to listen and enjoy to the trio, play for us Dud's live recording and arrangement of a song that was first published in 1944. It's a song with music by Alex Stordahl and Paul Weston with lyrics. You're not going to get a song, but you're going to get the instrumental. But the lyrics to the song were written by Sammy Cahn. But what you've got is Dudley Moore, Peter Morgan, Chris Caran with I Should Care. Live recording, that was, made by Dudley Moore on piano, Peter Morgan on bass, Chris Curran on drums, and it went out on a British record company called Martina in 2004. Now, Dudley Moore was a gifted man, wasn't he? I mean, he was a classical musician. He was trained as a classical organist, actually. Classically trained, played brilliant jazz because the two people who he'd listened to playing jazz were Errol Garner and Oscar Peterson. But in addition to being a musician, he was a comedian. He was an actor. He did films. And one of the good things that he really did was he started a thing called I forgot the blooming name of it now. It was called something like Music Think, John. Music for All Seasons. And the aim of that was to have music played in hospitals and rest homes and places where children who had been affected by domestic abuse were staying. And that system still goes on in the UK. Died very early, of course. Great shame, because he was everything he did was great, I think. Moving on. The Mooch, M-O-O-C-H-E. American song composed in 1928 by Duke Ellington and Irving Mills. And there's a vocalist on this track. And she did a little bit of scat singing. And the name of the vocalist was Gertrude Cox. This particular recording was done for OK Records. That's not OK. That is O-K-E-H Records in 1928. So I've got it ready for you to listen to right now. 1928 recording of The Mooch by the Duke Ellington Orchestra and vocalist Gertrude Cox. Thank you. Hey, that's not bad, is it? For a tune that was recorded way back in 1928 by the Duke Ellington Orchestra. The tune was called The Mooch, which was written by Ellington and Irving Mills. And the lady who did a little bit of scat singing somewhere there in the middle was a lady called Gertrude Cox. And that went out in 1928 on OK Records. Now you might be thinking to yourself, if you've just tuned in, where is this music coming from? Well, it's coming live from Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And you may be listening to us at this moment on your radio. If you are, you're either on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But you may be one of the tons of people around the world who are listening live because they've gone to their search engine and typed in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And they're listening to our live stream, which goes all around the world. And we do have listeners all around the world. Believe me, we do. Okay. I'll always play something by Annie Thorpe and Bob Jackson, because Annie, she's got a fantastic voice, Annie Thorpe. She shouldn't sing anymore, which is a great pity. And if any of you know Annie Thorpe, you might tell her that John Redman is playing her songs on his radio show, and that she can contact me through the station if she so wishes. Anyway, here comes the fantastic voice of local singer Annie Thorpe and the great guitar and bass playing of Bob Jackson. Now, they're going to play for us a classic jazz piece that was written by the singer Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog Jr. It was written in 1939. It's still sung today, and it's still a great jazz standard. Annie Thorpe and Bob Jackson coming up right now with their version of God Bless the Child. To warn you, a little bit of a break before.
Them that's got shall give, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is new. Papa may have, Mama may have, so God bless the child. God is old, whose God is old. Well, the rich get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make great. Papa may have, Mama may have, but God bless the child. God is all, whose God is all. Money we've got lots of friends hanging round the door. when it's gone, and the money, yeah, they don't come around no more. Rich relations give a crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Papa may have, Mama may have, but God bless the child who's got his own. Who's got his own?
You know, I could listen to Annie Thorpe all day long and all night long too, and together with the guitar playing and the bass playing of Bob Jackson. Annie sang and was accompanied by Bob Jackson, who played guitar and double bass, not at the same time. He recorded the double bass separately and then mixed it together, because Bob's a good recording man as well. And you've got to admit, that was a great, great example of a great voice and a great guitarist playing Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog Jr.'s God Bless the Child. Now, I remind you that I do not stop for new sport and weather at 11 o'clock. I play all the way through. Now, Mary Lou Williams was born in 1910 and she died in 1981. She was an American jazz pianist, arranger, composer. She wrote hundreds of compositions and arrangements, and she recorded more than 100 records. On the 8th of May 1977, she recorded live at San Francisco's jazz club, the Keystone Corner. She was on piano, Larry Gales was on bass, Eddie Marshall was on drums, and I invite you now to listen to their recording and performance of a tune written by the trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie called A Night in Tunisia. The pianist is Mary Lou Williams. Thank you. I don't think there were many people in the Keystone Corners when that was recorded, guys, but you've got to admit, that was a lovely piece of music, wasn't it? The tune was A Night in Tunisia. The pianist was Mary Lou Williams. The guy on the double bass was Larry Gales. And what a solo that man did. Mind you, he was a really good bass player. And Eddie Marshall was on the drums. That's pretty good, eh? I'll do my promo after this next track, which is a fairly long one. It's 7 minutes long, but you deserve to hear it anyway. Just to remind you, you are listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with John Redman, coming to you out of Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Radio Hawke's Bay, we are based in the centre of the city of Hastings, in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. And this program, which started just after 10 a.m., will go on and finish at 12 noon. I'm here hopefully every Friday. I have some pretty good runs, but sometimes you can't make it because other things pop up that are a little more important, like your health or your loved one's health. But yeah, I've had a pretty good run. And I must admit, the program is doing very well. Anyway, Oh Lady Be Good, written in 1924 by George and Ira Gershwin. In October 1992, Oh Lady Be Good was recorded as an instrumental on a cruise ship, the SS Norway. And the musicians who recorded it, and I've got the recording, Dick Hyman on piano, Kenny Davern on clarinet, Bob Wilbur alto sax, Flip Phillips tenor sax, Bucky Pizzarelli guitar, Milt Hinton bass, Bobby Rosengarten on the drums. So why don't you just open your ears and listen to those really great musicians on this. I mean, recorded it on a cruise ship, 1992. But anyway, listen to these great musicians play for us their arrangement of "Oh Lady, Be Good."
Thank you.
You know, that's a bunch of really some of the top musicians in jazz. The tune, of course, was Old Lady Be Good, written in 1924 by George and Ira Gershwin. The recording you heard was made on a cruise ship, the SS Norway, in October 1992. And I'll just remind you who these top musicians were. Dick Hyman on piano, Kenny Davern clarinet, Bob Wilbur alto sax, Flip Phillips tenor sax, Bucky Pizzarelli guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Bobby Rosengarten was on the drums. That was a great bunch of top musicians all playing there on the SS Norway. Wow. Oh, right, we finished that. I'm going to go into my promo now, which I must give because, you know, this program is coming to you live from Radio Hawke's Bay. So I've got to tell you a little bit about Radio Hawke's Bay. We started 30 years ago under the name of Radio Kidnappers. And about 3 years ago, we rebranded into Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, we have around, I think we've, at the moment we've got about 80 broadcasters and we put out 100 shows a week. Bear in mind, we are not a commercial radio company. We are a community access media radio station. And we're funded in part by New Zealand On Air. So it's a local radio station with 99.9% of the content that you get is actually stuff that is brought to you by local broadcasters. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We have two radio frequencies, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. And we have this live stream that actually sends our broadcasts all around the world. So it's not, we're a local radio station in the fact that we are local in Hawke's Bay, but our music and all the other programs we do get out into the big wide world. We are not specifically a music radio station. Yes, there are two jazz programs, mine, you know, Easy Jazz with John Redman, and my friend Ian Hunt has his program, Two for Jazz, on a Tuesday and a Wednesday from 4 till 6 p.m. We have classical music. We have traditional jazz. We have country and western. We have bluegrass. We have music from shows. We have every kind of genre of music you can think of. Rock, pop, the lot. But still, we're not classified as a 100% music station. We have lots and lots of programs of interest. Now, I always say that if you want to find out more about Radio Hawke's Bay, you can do it in a number of ways. One way you can do it is by going to your search engine and typing in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz or go to your search engine and just type in Radio Hawke's Bay and click on that, and so much will come up. But what will come up, without doubt, is our website, which is our homepage. Now, I don't have the time to tell you everything that's on that website. I could just mention a few things quickly. At the top of the first page, you'll see live. It says live. That means if you click on live, you could listen to whatever's being broadcast by Radio Hawke's Bay at the time you click on it. You can find our schedule. In other words, who's on what day, at what time in the week. You can learn about the broadcasters. You can learn about the staff here, the dream team, as I call them, who work behind the scenes to keep everything going. Everything is on that website. And we are always looking for new broadcasters. And having said that, I'm going to give you a phone number to write. You must write down, and a phone number that you can ring if you fancy being a new broadcaster. So I'm only going to give you a couple of seconds. One, two. So are you back? Hopefully with something to write with and something to write on. I don't care if you write it on the back of your hand or on your knee. Right. The phone number, the local phone number, is 06-878-8710. I'll say it again. 06-878-8710. Ring that number, talk to one of the Dream Team and say, hey, I've got a brilliant idea for a program. Doesn't have to be music. It could be something that your club does. It could be a charity. It could be anything. If you look at our schedule, have a look and see the types of programs that we do other than music. And you could be the next broadcaster sitting in Studio 1, Studio 2, Studio 3. And you could record your program. You don't have to do live. Training will be given. As I always say, I prefer to be live because my microphone is you, the audience. I wouldn't like to. I have recorded at some stage in the past. I like to do it live because, as I say, you are my microphone. You are my listening audience worldwide. So there you go. That's a little bit of information about Radio Hawke's Bay. And if you something you want to, yeah, I could do something. I could do this, that, and the other. Bring that number. It's as simple as that. Okay. If I said to you, do you know who Gitali Shankar is? What would you say? Gitali Shankar. You might say, I've got a clue. Or you might know that Gitali Shankar is Nora Jones, who was born in 1979. Now, she's an American singer, songwriter, and a musician. She's won several awards for her music, and she has sold more than 53 million records worldwide. Can you imagine 53 million records? Whew, that is something. Blue Note Records released an album by Nora in 2002. They called the album Come Away With Me. And I've got for you one of the tracks from Come Away With Me. And Nora is going to be singing and playing the piano on an old Hank Williams song, which is called Cold, Cold Heart. And the lady is Nora Jones.
I've tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind
and melt your cold, cold heart. Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words I said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
That was Norah Jones singing and playing the piano. And that track came from her Blue Note Records album released in 2002 called Come Away With Me. And you heard Norah singing one of the tracks. And it was called Cold, Cold Heart, written by a country and western singer, Hank Williams. Now, when I was putting this show together, I thought, why don't I play you some tracks from movies, Hollywood movies, and basically songs or tunes that have made it big. And I went through my library of CDs and I thought, yep, I got enough to do that. So the next three or four are going to be tunes from the Hollywood musical films. Here's the first one. From the soundtrack of the 1956 film High Society, please listen to Frank Sinatra as he sings a Cole Porter song, which is called Mind If I Make Love to You?
In the heavens, stars are dancing, and the mounting moon is new. What a rare night for romancing. Mind if I make love to you? dawn is nearing, time is fleeting. Mind if I make love to you? If you let me, I'll endeavor to persuade you I'm your party for two. And from then on, you will never mind if I make love to you.
Do you remember that movie? Do you remember that particular song from the movie? Frank Sinatra was singing, Mind If I Make Love to You? Remember it? Good. Glad you did. Here's another from the soundtrack of a 1939 MGM movie called The Wizard of Oz. And on this one, we have got Judy Garland and Ray Bolger, who played the Scarecrow, singing together a song written by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg called If I Only Had a Brain.
I could while away the hours, confirm and rate the flowers, consult and rip the brain. My head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I tell you why the ocean's near the shore. Think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nuffin, my head all full of stuffin', my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Thank you.
it would be awful pleasing to reason out the reason for things I can't explain. Then perhaps I'll deserve you and be even worthy of you if I only had a brain.
That is a great song, and I'll tell you that it is that particular song, If I Only Had a Brain. I recently have heard that played so many times by jazz musicians. And I'll tell you, one group that recorded it and made a brilliant job of it was the Four Freshmen. So how about another one from a movie, eh? Now, how many times have you watched Singing in the Rain? I've watched that movie so many times. And even watching YouTube last night, there was a program on the top 10 tunes from musicals. And the number one, I think, was Gene Kelly singing in the Rain. Well, I'm not going to play that one. I have Gene Kelly singing a song written by Arthur Freed and Nashiel Herb Brown. And you remember he was singing this to, Debbie Reynolds. That's the girl. He was singing this to Debbie Reynolds. The song is called You Were Meant for Me.
Life was a song, you came along. I've laid awake the whole night through. If I but dared to think you cared, this is what I'd say.
Yes, remember that he was on a ladder in a big studio open studio with the wind blowing, and it was this big sort of, I don't know, net thing flowing behind him and Debbie Reynolds. Now let's go back to High Society. I've got to play you this one. I can't leave out this one. It's the duet by Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby, singing a song written by Cole Porter. Remember, he wrote all the songs for that movie, High Society. He wrote it for a 1939 musical called Du Barry Was a Lady. Well, we're getting it from the soundtrack of High Society. Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby singing, Well, Did You Ever?
I have heard among this clan you are called a forgotten man.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow. What a swell party this is. What frills, what frocks,
what broads,
what furs, what rocks.
They're beautiful.
Why, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquis, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the rain.
That's what I was gonna say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Drink up, Jack.
Please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished fourth.
This kid's got guts.
Having a nice time?
Grab a line. Have you heard that Mimsy Star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
It's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's grand.
So grand.
It's wonderland.
La 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 la.
We sing,
we sing.
So rare.
So rare.
Like old camembert. Like ba-ba-room.
Don't dig that kind of crooning, chum.
Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell elegant, elegant party this is.
I drink to your health.
Nah, let's drink to your wealth.
You're my bon ami.
Hey, that's French.
A liberty
fraternity. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party.
You got to admit that that song just sticks in your brain. And I must admit that I think that's one of the best songs in the whole of the movie of High Society. Don't forget, because I'm playing these songs and tunes from film soundtracks, they've all been covered by jazz. And in fact, if you listen clearly to these I'm playing here, they have been written by Cole Porter with jazz, you know, in his mind. Anyway, I've got to include Fred Astaire. So, from the 1948 MGM film Easter Parade, please listen to Fred Astaire singing Irving Berlin's song called Stepping Out with My Baby.
If I seem to scintillate, it's because I've got a date. A date with a package of the good things that come with love. You don't have to ask me, I won't waste your time. But if you should ask me why I feel sublime, I'm stepping out with my baby. Can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey, can't be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood. There'll be smooth sailing, 'cause I'm trimming my sails. With a bright shine on my shoes and on my nails. Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be? The big day may be tonight.
Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight. Keep on knocking wood, there'll be smooth sailing, 'cause I'm trimming my sails. With a bright shine on my shoes and on my nails. Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be, the big day may be tonight.
Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey, can't be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood. There'll be smooth sailing, 'cause I'm trimming my sails. With a bright shine on my shoes and on my nails. Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be? The big day may be tonight.
Well, how did you find them? I'm very, very glad I thought to play you some songs from, you know, from film scores. And I've enjoyed hearing them again. And I hope you have too. Something different. But as I said, every single song, that one, Frank Sinatra's May I Make Love to You, I don't think that was a particularly big hit for him. But the other ones that I played, they were all hits and continued to be hits, mainly in jazz groups. And having said that, let's get back to a little bit more of the, I don't want to say traditional jazz, but some of the mainstream jazz. But before I do, it's 11:42 a.m. on this Friday, the 7th of November, 2025. Okay, this next track, we've got Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Gene Wright on bass, Salvador Aguez on congas, and Joe Morello on the drums. This is a live recording that the group made in Mexico in May 1967. The tune is called Poinciana. It was written originally in 1936 by a man called Manuel Liso, and the original lyrics were in Spanish. But we have got Dave Brubeck, Paul Desmond, Gene Wright, Salvador Agüez, Joe Morello playing this great track called Poinciana. We'll be right back. Again, a very enthusiastic audience there. They applauded because, of course, Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Gene Wright on drums, Salvador Aguas on congas, and Joe Morello on drums, recorded live the tune Poinciana. The English lyrics to the song, because it is a song as well, were made by a guy called Buddy Bernier. And Poinciana is actually a tree. It's sometimes referred to as like a jacaranda, except where the jacaranda has those beautiful sort of blue-purpley flowers, the Poinciana has scarlet flowers in summer. But anyway, good piece of music, great musicians. Going to go on now to the San Andreu Jazz Band from Barcelona in Spain. This band made up of children. Average age is 15 years of age. A man called Juan, that's J-O-A-N, Britton Joan, but it's Juan. Chamorro is the man who started the whole idea and started it as a project from a music class, really. And the kids get, they go to this sort of school. They do normal lessons as well. But they also learn instruments. And mainly, 99.9% again, what they do, learn and play, is jazz. They start at 6 years of age, and they have to leave when they're 18. Have a listen to a recording that the SAJB made in 2019. And the band are going to play for us a tune written in 1961 by Oliver Nelson. And this tune by the San Andreu Jazz Band is called Yearning. Not yearning, the G's off. And it's N apostrophe. Yearning, San Andreu Jazz Band, the youth band. And here they come. Yeah, for a bunch of kids, the average age of 15, in that big band, they're just amazing. They really are. And that was the San Andreo Jazz Band, a live recording made in 2019, Oliver Nelson tune called Yearning. Okay, it's time for me to go, guys, but I've got a little bit of Frank Sinatra in the background singing Come Fly With Me. Well, I'm going to fly. Thank you for listening to this program of Easy Jazz with John Redmond this week. I hope I came up to your expectation. God willing, I'll be back next week. I want you to take care. Be careful out there. Remember, love the ones that love you, and they'll love you back so much more. See you next week. John Redmond out. God bless. Little bit of Frankie. First one next week, though. Bye.
In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.